USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. The summit set. President Trump to meet with Russian President Putin in Helsinki. Topics to include the situation in Syria and election hacking.
He may deny it. I mean, it's one of those things. So all I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again.
Then in Scotland over the weekend, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday in Washington, D.C., the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
Again, this was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration, and I heard that they were trying, or people were trying to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee, but we had much better defenses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Protests after new violence on the south side of Chicago.
It was some semi-automatic weapon. He also had magazines on him.
Chicago Police Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says officers walking the beat see a guy who they believe has a gun. When they approach to question him, it appears the man reaches for a weapon and they open fire in self-defense, killing him.
He became combative, flailing away. He broke free from the officers and what they thought he appeared to be reaching for a weapon, which he did have a weapon on him. And officers tragically shot this man.
The man indeed had a weapon on him.
Police department gets no joy in these type of incidents. Police don't go out to these type of incidents. That's not something that they plan to do. It's just a tragic incident all the way around.
A few officers injured during the demonstration and several protesters arrested.
Some officers were injured.
How many?
Approximately 3 or 4.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An anti-Semitic Florida man accused of plotting to kill his Jewish neighbors. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Police in Miami Beach say 72-year-old Walter Stolper has been facing eviction from his apartment complex, and he was angry about it and wanted to burn the building down to kill his Jewish neighbors. Detectives ended up showing up and finding 28 containers with gasoline and explosive materials inside his storage unit. They also found gasoline-filled containers in the garbage chute dumpster at his apartment building and discovered artifacts with swastikas and books of Nazi ideology inside his residence. An arrest report says he told detectives he was planning a small barbecue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lex Luthor is Superman's foe. For Batman, it's the Joker. So who are America's top foes? USA's Rick Vincent now with the answer.
When asked to name America's biggest foe globally, President Trump, in an interview with CBS News, first named the European Union, claiming the EU as a foe due to its trade practices. Trump also called Russia and China foes.
Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.